What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? Everybody, I'm back. I told you guys I'm coming part two. Now, real quick, before I get started, we got a couple small topics to talk about, but I gotta get a little bit of frustration off my chest, okay? Now, for those who don't know, and for those who do know or care, I've written two children's books, okay? Called Elliot the Cat. Now, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because the book's been out for a couple of years now, and I've been getting a lot of emails, phone calls from all these other different publishings, wanting me to basically re-sign to them. And they're selling me all these dreams, telling me, like, oh, we can put your stuff in TV. We can put your stuff in movies. Your book can do this. Your book can do that. It's just so much, like, and I fell for it because lately, like, I had a lady call me a few weeks ago. She go, oh, yeah, well, your book can do this. Your book can do that. I read your book. It's so much potential. It's this, it's that. I'm like, okay. And I'm listening to her. In my mind, I'm thinking it's bullshit. I'm thinking, okay, get to the point so I can hang up in your face. And she made it seem like, oh, well, matter of fact, she told me, she said, we can put your book in movies. We can have you doing radio interviews. We can have you. Bookstores. Right now, my book is online, by the way. It's on Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes and Noble, stuff like that. Like all online, stream, all online, like downloads, or you can purchase the physical copy. But yeah. So anyway, she's telling me, "Yo, we can do this. We can do this." And I'm listening to her. And about five minutes on the phone with her, she goes, "Yeah, but you'll have to pay." What, almost $3,000? And I'm like, $3,000 fucking dollars? My book's already self-published. And I basically asked her, I'm saying, well, are you a self-publishing company? No, we're not. We don't do self-publishing. But you go on the website, first thing the website says is freaking self-publishing. Knock it off. Stop it. I'm like, come on, lady. And so I basically explained to her, like I explained to everybody else. Already did a deal with Arthur House a few years ago. Why would I, and I paid for that. So why would I take what I already have, which I already own, and take it somewhere else to repay way more money than I already paid? I'm already doing the promotions myself. Hell, I done made animation videos. I did the voiceover work. I'm doing most of the groundwork myself. And you want me to pay $3,000 fucking dollars? I can use that same $3,000 to advertise my stuff. I can get me a goddamn billboard in the middle of a damn town downtown Atlanta for that shit. Which I'm thinking about doing. It ain't gonna be $3,000, but still. Like I'm just, and then a guy today, he sends me a email saying, "Hey man, give me a call when you get this email. I want to talk about a radio show. I want to do an interview with you. Over 3 million listeners. We can do a interview with you." And I'm reading it, and I show my wife, and I'm like, "Well, what do you think?" She says, "Well, just see." I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Whatever. I already had a lot going on today, so whatever. Sure. I call the guy up. He gives me the whole spiel about, oh yeah, we can do an interview. We have over 3 million listeners. It's gonna be a 15-25 minute, a 15 to 25 minute interview. We gonna do this. We gonna do this. After a while, these stories start to feel like you're falling asleep because you hear it. You're like, okay. After all that, he goes, but it's gonna cost you, what he said, $1,400. But we're sponsoring this, by the way. But you're going to pay $1,400 for airtime. And I'm thinking to myself, that's not sponsoring, moron. Sponsoring is paying for the whole damn thing. And you make the money on the back end. I'm like, I politely hung up in the guy's face. I'm like, you know what? No, dude. No. So for all you other self-publishing companies, all you other radio people who wants to do an interview, do it. And I ain't paying for it. You called me. I can see if I went out and called you guys. I can see if I went out and reached out to you guys, begging on my damn knees, asking for an interview, which I'm not doing. I'm too fucking busy working and looking at my damn wife, all that shit. But you guys are contacting me, bothering me about doing all these great things that I really want to do. But who has to, I'm not about to pay all of that money, and I don't. And it may be a waste of time. Now, to be honest with you, I could do it. Be honest with you, I could. But I'm not going to, because I don't know the back end of the situation. It could be bullshit. Sorry guys, I got off track, but I had to get that frustration off my chest, man. I've been dealing with this with many of people, with different people, different companies, and I'm just fucking tired, and I just wanted to vent my frustration out. Now, speaking of frustration, we got T.I. versus Iggy Azalea. And apparently T.I. using bigger words than he already does. He called her a blender. I immediately started laughing, because I said to myself, who the hell calls somebody else a blender? I haven't seen a blender in so damn long. Who the heck? She's a blender. And I like T.I. You know, I really like T.I. That's one of my favorite rappers. Top five. Well, we ain't about to get into that list bullshit. Not today. Oh, I got a list for you motherfuckers. But it won't be today, because that'll be too damn long. First of all, top five. I'll give you top five. One, Tupac. God rest his soul. Two, Biggie, God rest his soul. Three, DMX. Four, Eminem. Five, Jay-Z. Done. Anyway. So, T.I. calls Iggy Azalea a fucking blender. Apparently, a reporter allegedly had asked T.I. what did he think about, you know, what was his, I guess, defeats in his career and stuff like that or whatever. And he said Iggy Azalea. Now, be honest with you, I never really listened to Iggy Azalea like that. I mean, I'm not trying to say she's horrible or whack. Me personally, I never listened to her. I watched like one video a long time ago, and I cannot remember the name of the song. So that should pretty much tell you my towards. But I'm not gonna sit here and say she's whack or she's awful or she's this or that, because I never really listened to her. And only thing I did listen to her one time was somebody did a meme when they had her and the character from The Wild Thornberrys rapping and talking at the same time, which is very hilarious. But he called her a blender, and Iggy Azalea responded and said, "Nah, Playboy, that's not your biggest downfall." She said, "I got a whole list of your downfalls." And she starts naming personal issues. But that's not a fair fight, because T.I., the guy asked T.I., and T.I. responded basically talking about a business side. Not a personal side, but a business side. It's two different things. Business and personal, two different things. I cannot like what you do, but I can still like you as a person. Now, whatever T.I. signed her for, whatever he had her, you know, maybe it just didn't work out the way he thought. Maybe he thought she was about to be the next biggest thing in rap, or she was going to change the culture or whatever. But it just didn't for him. He probably seen a certain dream and a certain level for her that she just didn't get to. And maybe T.I. is frustrated. Maybe he felt like he put a lot of money into it or however the deal was, and it just didn't go well. Maybe on her end, she felt like, well, I'm signed, but I'm not being pushed. That does happen. I don't know. But a lot of times, guys, it's best get your money. You be independent. I'm telling you. You make a lot more money. You don't really need the record labels nowadays like how you did back then. Because nowadays you can make money off of streaming, off of. You may not get the bigger push you would get with an artist, but there are some artists who signed to a major label and still don't get no push at all. And you got these new up-and-coming rappers, little this and little that, and they're getting money off of YouTube and streams, and it's working for them. But I thought that controversy between him and her was pretty hilarious. Called her a blender. I'm like, damn, oh damn, blender. I don't know how I would feel if somebody called me a blender. Well, I'm too light skinned for that. I wouldn't be a blender. If I was a blender, I'd be a chocolate milkshake blender. You know, I don't know. I'd be a blender with chocolate milk in it. You know, I don't know. But it's getting late, guys. I'm gonna come back at you. I just wanted to throw that out. And appreciate it for listening. I had a listener from France and a listener from Germany, I believe. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for even clicking on my podcast. I know it hasn't been out every day, and I swear to you guys, I'm going to try to do that. But I just want to say I appreciate it for anybody who's listening, shares it or whatever. I promise you, just keep hanging in with me, guys. I promise you we're going to get there together, get there to the top. And we're going to do the work together. Okay? I'm out. Good night. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.